Hey guys, this is Tatiani Favors, and welcome to the Obstacle is the Way podcast. All right, welcome to another week, guys. I am super pumped. First of all, and I've been meaning to say this for the past few episodes, but I know sometimes the intro music is a little different. I'm trying to figure out the vibes I'm going for with this podcast. As you all know, you all are coming along with me on my entrepreneurial journey because I want to show the importance that you just don't wake up one day and arrive and be the greatest. There, before you go to get to Z, you have to go from step A to B to C, so forth and so on. And that's really truly the purpose of this podcast, for you all to come on my journey with me, see all of my hiccups, mistakes, because we all have it. But a lot of people tend not to show everything that's in the middle. They just arrive and say, you know, I woke up like this and I wish, but that's just not my case. So sorry for the differences in music. I'm going to get it together real soon here, but I want to come up here. It is October 2nd, and so we have 3 more months of 2019. It is still not too late to make this year everything that you want to make it. And so one thing that I've been doing is making myself extremely uncomfortable. And one thing that I decided to do in October is continue making myself uncomfortable, of course, is by starting a YouTube channel. Yeah, I just came up with the idea today. And so I started it today, very similar to when I started this podcast. I said I should start a podcast. And an hour later, I had a podcast. Very similar to today. I recorded about 3 videos, starting videos for my YouTube channel. It's called Tatiani Favors. I know, extremely creative. Thank you. But yes, I started a YouTube channel. I am deathly afraid of public speaking and just allowing people to see and hear my voice, as I've discussed on this podcast before. I judge myself so extremely that it's just like, oh no, no one wants to hear what I have to say, all of that. Forget all of that. Forget what even my judgments of myself. This month, my focus is making myself uncomfortable. So that is making videos, of course, for my YouTube channel and improving on my marketing. Marketing is something that I've typically outsourced or received from a business partner. But now I'm taking the lead with marketing because as a business owner, it's very important for me to learn how to market and really get my target market the message that I intend for them to receive when it comes to my products and services. And so just trying to get better at marketing on a grander scale. And both of those things absolutely terrifies me. It makes me so uncomfortable, but that is exactly why I'm doing it, because I know the growth is within the uncomfortability of it all. And so I just wanted to come up here and let you all know what I'm doing that is new. Definitely feel free to let me know what you're doing that's new. And how about this? How about I encourage you, or just I double dog dare you to do something this month, this week, an hour in every day. Just do something that is uncomfortable for you, something that you've always put on the back burner because it was uncomfortable for you, because you are just scared to death, you're not sure, it makes you anxious, whatever it is, just do it and see how you feel afterwards. I'm sure you'll still be alive to talk about it, and if that's the case, then it wasn't that bad. I started my YouTube channel today. I'm still alive because I am speaking to you all. No fires broke out. Aliens didn't invade Earth. None of that stuff happened. Not saying that I thought that would happen, but you know, you just tend to just think that all things bad are going to happen when you try to pursue something that just has such a dark cloud over it. And I'm just all about removing all of these dark clouds, facing my fears, going through them, because I am trying to reach a level that I don't know anyone personally that has reached before. So I have to do things that makes me uncomfortable and until they make me comfortable. And then when I get to that level, find other things that make me uncomfortable. So that is my plan for the rest of the year, just making myself extremely uncomfortable. And if anyone is counting how many times I said uncomfortable during this podcast, let me know, because I'm sure I broke a record. So again, I dare you to just be who you're going to be and challenge yourself to be uncomfortable. Until next episode, guys. Bye-bye.